Fantastic.
I want to take a picture of us. Do you mind?
Not at all. Weird? I totally... No.
Is that weird?
Not at all. Happens to me all the time.
Nat, yep. Take a picture of us on my phone. Do you mind?
Sure.
Kind of a bit of a cheese whiz here. Right. Just as we're talking,
I'm like, I'll make a little like, really serious. Oh! Oh my god! Oh my god! Me too! That's crazy.
I don't know. Is this, yeah.
Is that, did you?
No.
What?
That was you?
Awesome.
That was just a banana.
That was amazing. I hope at least one of those came out because that was like a lot of effort. And I really hope that they're not blurry because that will make me so happy.
Actually good.
That's the best. The best.
Yeah.
Things are getting real.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Okay, firstly, this movie scared the shit out of me. I grew up in Connecticut, and my backyard goes right up against some woods, and we have a black bear problem.
Yeah.
I was hit one with my car a couple years ago. Real scary. We got to bungee cord our trash cans and the whole deal. Like, it's a real thing. So, and I grew up camping. Like, I actually received an 8-person tent as a gift when I was, like, 18.
Right.
Like,
so you camp, so you know.
Yeah.
So that's when you see the movie, it's that much more...
Yeah, it's mad more, much more intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, something is very wrong here. Like, on so many levels, it's so uncomfortable to watch, which is great.
Yeah.
So great.
That was the idea. That's exactly the idea.
Nailed it. Very successful.
Oh, thank you.
Totally good. So tell me, this is based on a true story? Which is disturbing in its own right.
Right.
So you hear the story and then you develop the script. So tell me about the
truth. No, it didn't happen that way.
No, okay.
This is interesting.
Okay, please.
I'm an actor as well, right?
Right.
But I
wanted
to direct.
Yeah.
And I after I wasn't really happy with, just getting auditions and stuff like that and testing in LA, and I was like, it's not what I wanted.
Right.
I'd rather have more to say.
Yeah.
You know, and I love thrillers and horrors. And anyway. So I made these three short films, and I fell in love with it, but I was still acting to make some money, I guess. And then I needed a script that lends itself well to a low-budget movie, and because of the grant system up there in Canada, right? So I wrote one, and it didn't go anywhere. It didn't connect with anybody. Because I don't think I connected with it. I was more like an exercise. It was my first script.
It was like, here, let me just test it.
Yeah,
here's,
and they went,
here's
the fuck is this bullshit?
They're like,
sucks.
Stop it.
And my wife couldn't even get through it. She's like, seriously, she's my best barometer.
That's
like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
No. Start again.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. She can't even get through it.
That's,
I was like,
that's awesome.
Get through it. You're not gonna... This
just
was a
give
it
a shot.
Here.
No.
So, exactly. It tested our relationship.
Fantastic. As it should.
Yeah, I know. But he wants somebody like that, right?
Right.
I said, I got to come up with an idea. I got to think of an idea that I can do simple, cheaply made, but, you know, something interesting that I want to do. Whatever. So, like, I asked the movie gods. And then I was in a tent, as you know, with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the fucking early morning, someone was walking around the tent. And it freaked me out.
Yeah.
But there was a cottage nearby, so there was not enough room in the cottage, so we were outside in the tent alone. So, you know, it's very rural, right, where we were, but it's not terrifying. It's like the cottage is right there.
Right.
We're still outside.
Yeah.
And they told us after there's a big bear problem because the dump is nearby. They always cross.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, fuck. And I thought, man, it walked away. I don't know. It could have been a dog, but
whatever.
I shit my pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like, you know, like in the movie.
Yeah.
I thought of just open water in the woods. That's how it started.
Yeah.
I went open water in the woods. I love that movie. I love those survival thriller movies. I love thrillers like that.
Yeah.
I admit, like that feeling like they were a real couple. Do you know that? You know what I
mean? Oh yeah.
So I said, okay, let me write that. I'm a Canadian. It's a Canadian story. I haven't seen a black bear attack movie ever.
No.
A couple, like a regular couple that goes out camping. No horror tropes, kind of like just a real couple, like in open water. Huge influence.
Yeah.
But then I started doing, you know, research. I read like tons of books, articles, and I did come across, a real attack.
Jeez.
That kind of anchored me a bit. It's so loosely based. I mean, it's just, you know, the fact that it's happened more than once, that's the thing. Like a couple were torn out of their tent in 91 in Algonquin by a black bear.
Jesus.
And consumed. And it happened in 2005 as well with this young couple, a guy and a girl. And those guys I thought about because they were really young, like my characters already were. And I thought of her, because I don't know if I should tell you this, but it's up to you. But in this, the real story, she doesn't make it.
Oh, wow.
So, but I thought of her in a way that, it makes me emotional thinking about it. Like, it's a tragedy. It's not a...
No.
It's more than a horror movie at that point.
Oh, you know, yeah, what I mean? Absolutely.
And so I thought of her, and that's why I wanted, definitively wanted her to survive in the movie.
Which almost, on another level, is almost worse. Like, having seen that up close and like, sort of experience that like emotional journey of like, oh, you're such an asshole, and then, oh, you're gonna propose, now I'm a dick, and then to like lose that literally horrifying in front of you and then have to get your shit together as much as you can to get back, like, that's scary.
Yeah,
that's horrifying.
Yeah And like I know or the fact that she like, that's at the end. I wanted the canoe to be a bit of a symbol, because in the real story, she. It's not fair because, it's so fictionalized and it's so loosely based that yes, it's based on a real account or more accounts.
Right.
But she died in the canoe.
Oh.
I remember. It was almost happenstance because I was almost doing it anyway, and then I came across these stories, and I mean, one was, you know, there's a bunch together, but her struck me because she didn't make it, and that in my movie I wanted her to survive. I wanted her, the canoe, to be the vehicle that gets her out.
Yeah.
So when in mine I wanted to flip it that way, I wanted her to be the one to rise above and let nature be what makes her find her strength as a woman.
Yeah.
You know, and like, people laugh, but I always wanted to be a love letter to women and nature. I really did.
It's great.
Yeah, because don't you find, isn't it, I mean, I wanted to explore, because I'm a man, right? And I was more intrigued with, an actor like Missy, to like, navigate through that channel of like a woman's point of view with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She had a lot of influence on this, in her performance.
Yeah.
Because, well, what does she go through as a woman?
Right.
I want to learn something. So, because I've never seen that way. I mean, The Wild came out recently, and Tracks and stuff. There's other movies.
Different, though.
But it's not this damsel in distress.
Right.
She's doing it to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
With all the strength that she has.
And if we're being honest, like, the majority of horror films, you know, yes, the woman is the victim, but usually ends up dying either first or just dying in general. So, like, to see a female lead, like, get it together and, like, make it work was awesome.
Yeah, and we need more of it because, thing is, like, Halloween, right? Like, she takes care of business.
Mm-hmm.
She survives. That's one that's kind of an example, like, where she is strong.
Ripley
in Aliens,
obviously. Oh,
and I was at Scott Free, and they were like, we love it because, you know,
that's awesome.
That's what we do.
Good.
And they're like,
awesome,
you know,
awesome.
He Ridley, he started with Ripley.
Yeah.
And I find that much more interesting.
Yes.
Because it hasn't been done like as much as the man's version.
Exactly.
Because there is always that. There's always that walkabout, the man's version of the walkabout, right?
Yeah.
I get it, but women have their own too.
Right.
So let's explore that.
Right.
So that's what's so, and having her, because I was learning as I was going with her as well. Because she was really into the character. She's feeling these things. I wrote it.
Yeah.
But she brought herself into it by like 100-fold. Like how she would react.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's so good.
Man.
I mean, it's so good to watch.
Yeah.
And it.
Well, even because I'm saying, like a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
like,
but it is.
Like, yeah, because I was watching too.
Yeah. You were learning as you were going.
Watching her
yeah.
performance.
Yeah.
The second day of shooting is when she was in the tree screaming for help.
Holy crap.
It's that moment. You know when Liam Neeson in the gray,
mm-hmm.
he looks up and he says like, "You go on my own."
Yeah,
that was her moment. She realized, I'm on my own.
Oh yeah,
I'm not just gonna stand here.
Yeah.
So instead of saying it, I want her actions to do it.
It was awesome, and that's the thing. Like, she's alone. Like, you know, there's nothing. There's nothing around her. It's just her.
Yes.
And it's so much more intense, and it's so much more. I don't know, the terror is obviously blatant, but also, like, emotionally applied, because, being alone, I think, is everybody's fear. But, like, being alone and, like, you're basically could die any second, it's so much more intense. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you being a camper and knowing the wild, like, you take a wrong turn, or, like, anything could happen at any moment.
Yeah, you're in the woods.
You're in the woods. You're in your world.
Yeah.
And actually, some people live in the cities. Like, I live in Toronto. I'm from Montreal. I grew up a lot of my life in Laurentians, Quebec, so I know the woods really well, too. But you lose connection. When you're too much in the woods and you go to a city, like, you come to New York, and you're like,
Yeah.
You take someone here that's never been in the country. You plop them down in the middle. They just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Go hiking.
Now what?
Now what?
And does that, I just walk? Like, you, no, you gotta pay attention all the time.
Then you go, there's bears in here.
What?
Yeah.
They freak out.
Yeah.
And there are.
Yeah.
So I wanted to explore that too. Because most, I think, like I sing a love letter to nature as well, because it is ferocious. That's not, like, we wanted to shoot in Algonquin Park.
Okay.
And they said no. They read the script and said absolutely not.
Interesting.
You're going to wipe out tourism in Ontario. You guys are assholes.
Yeah. I was going to ask you. Like,
they're kind of disappointed.
I was going to ask, like, how do you even, like, procure a location? Because, one, are you off-season? Two, like, because you're going to scare the shit out of people. And that would clearly be their concern. Is like, you're going to ruin it.
I was not mad at them. I couldn't be mad at them.
Sure.
But I was a bit disappointed. Only because I find it so... I don't know, not juvenile, but it's like, so I could make a zombie movie in your park. I could make a Barosaurus. I could make, you know, Blue Lagoon 2.
Right.
But I can't make a movie that actually happens in this park.
Right.
That actually has happened in this park. Mm. For real.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. They're like, oh, that's bad.
Let's pretend it doesn't happen then.
Yeah, that's bad PR.
Let's pretend great white sharks don't attack anybody off the Gold Coast.
Right.
In Australia. Let's not make that movie.
Yeah. That's selfish.
Well, no, I get what the tourism is. It's like,
sure.
That's not what we want to sell.
Right.
So I think it'd be bad, like, at the end, like, thank you, Algonquin Park. I get it. But let's just, you know, don't be mad at us for making this movie.
Right.
Because, you know. And it's funny, because they were like, that was what was so wrong with it, is that it was true.
Right. They're like, we don't want to, like, tell people that this is happening.
Yeah.
It's just not.
No. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
That's crazy.
Even a grizzly bear, that would have been fine, because they don't live. They're not in that long.
Right.
Polar bear.
Sure,
polar
sounds
bear.
Great.
We thought of making the film. The whole pitch of the same film you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same film. Mm-hmm. Except that crow.
Yeah, yeah.
Was an ostrich.
Interesting.
Imagine.
Yeah.
And that bear is a koala bear.
That'd be a whole nother.
Imagine. Like the same film. And then, like. And then, like
koalas are assholes, actually, in real life.
Because they chew on...
They're dicks.
They get stoned off eucalyptus, right?
Yeah.
Usually they're a little nasty.
They are nasty.
So picture, like, tearing...
They are.
They're gremlins.
They're, like, really... they're really territorial and, like, kooky. I've watched a documentary on them recently. No joke. There's one on Netflix. They're dicks.
Apparently, they're really... The eucalyptus, they're stoned. Right?
They're horrible.
They're just like, chill.
They're
but
very.
If they don't get it. They get really.
They get pissed off. And they're very, like, mate wise, they're very territorial.
Yeah,
that would be a whole nother.
Imagine if it was the same movie, but a panda bear.
That would be crazy.
Imagine if
it would be like,
oh,
it's so cute. And then it eats your face.
Imagine if it was a panda bear.
That's.
I would be boycotted. Like,
you'd be like, never again.
Like WWE
spot. Yeah. You're like, don't see this movie. Don't.
No, but like, no, I would, like, you probably would be angry.
I'd still watch it.
Like a panda.
I would watch it and I would be dying to talk to you. I'd be like,
okay.
Why are we doing? Why?
Yeah, why a panda?
Just, why a panda? Do you
because they're not cute,
yes.
Cuddly.
Lies. Your life is full of lies and I need to expose them.
I went to a screening yesterday at Backcountry for students, and
the
guy, the moderator, at the end of the movie, was desperate to show another clip of a bear, kind of like a joke, but he was being kind of like, listen, I don't want to leave you with this one thought of how bears can be.
Right.
Let me leave you with something else. And he showed maybe a couple of years ago, a Smokey the Bear commercial.
Oh, God, that's funny.
And the bear hugs the guy, and he's like, he's got a big bear hug. You know, it's been kind of a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny that when there's people need to be educated about bears as well.
Yeah.
Like, the bears get, like, it's like, they're not lovable and cuddly.
Right.
They're not.
No.
And
they're wild animals.
Yeah, and you should respect them too.
Yeah.
And like,
you're in their environment.
Often if people, like, you know, they would just like put, they want the bears to, like, they feed the bears.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Because they're lumbering, they're slow sometimes, right? But they can turn, man. And it's just like, they become habitual.
Yeah.
So then if you feed them, they'll keep coming back.
Right.
Like, as you know, like you said,
mm-hmm.
they're in your backyard.
Yep.
And then when you stop feeding them, guarantee you they're going to bang, they're going to break in your door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And looking for you.
They're incredibly aggressive.
And it's happened.
Yeah.
And they can be very aggressive.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Yeah.
I could have made the movie, but I went back into camping.
Right.
That's like my worst nightmare.
Right. Yeah. You gotta be honest.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotta be honest with yourself. Like,
yes.
This scares me. Now I'm gonna scare you with it. You are welcome.
I was like, if I hear that cooler banging around, like, I woke up in the middle of the night once, I couldn't get back to sleep.
Oh, no. I'd be like, and I'm up.
Yeah. And you know the acorns in the movie?
Yes.
That happened to me.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because it's like...
Many times.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Many times.
Is that paw prints?
Yeah.
Paw?
Yeah.
You get the next day, the guy's like, do you hear that? He's like, yeah, the acorns. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
What's going on with me?
Because it's like, because we are out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, and I started thinking about backcountry, so.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Oh, extra special scare.
What I did, I bought the bear spray.
Did you really?
When I finished the first draft mm-hmm. of the script. And it's funny because, like, the Brad scene and the bear attack in the ending really changed at all. Like, an iota. So it's all anchored around that.
Yeah.
But I went out and bought a can of bear spray and had to sign a waiver. And then I had the bear spray on my desk for like 3 years. And to get the movie made.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I was, my wife was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe get the bear spray off your desk, you know, or whatever. Like, hopefully it happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was very supportive, but it was also like 3 years not getting the grants. And because like, I was like, no, Jen is going to carry this bear spray in the movie.
Yeah.
And she did.
That's awesome.
So on the first day of shooting, when Missy had it with her hip, I was like,
it's so
emotional.
That's so great.
You know?
That's
like
awesome.
The secret, right?
Right?
It's like,
that's for you, ma'am.
No, like, it's going to happen.
It's great.
Three years.
Good.
Come on.
What a great motivator, because you have to see it every day.
Yeah, I looked at it. I remember when I grabbed it and I said, done with this fucking thing, because we 3 years in a row. Like, done. Like, no. And then it happened.
That's awesome. Did Missy and Jeff have camping background, or did you guys put them through like a boot camp, or like
I mean, they're Canadian, and you know, like, probably northern states too, a lot of people probably have a lot of nature
mm-hmm. yeah
in a different way than they do probably in the south or whatever. In Louisiana they got their own nature,
right?
You know, their own
right.
ecosystem,
right.
But definitely in Alaska. So yeah, no, absolutely. Jeff, he does fishing canoe trips.
Awesome.
So he knew what to do, and Missy grew up in BC.
Oh, so she...
So she actually texted me a picture just the other day of she's taking a hike with her dog, and it said a big plaque saying, I'll show you, you're in bear country.
Oh, that's... She's like, this is perfect. We should just probably just use this for promos at some point.
yeah, exactly. She, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, P.S., you are in bear country.
And she sends this, like, her and her dog.
That's awesome.
So, like...
She's like, we're ready.
We're ready, exactly.
We're ready.
Thank you.
We're ready. My dog is probably getting eaten.
Yeah.
But
she is a woman. She's fierce, you know.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's,
I love her. She's got such great presence. Like, you just want to kind of hang out with her because she's a cool girl.
Yeah, like, you want to be her friend,
yeah.
You know, and, like, even, like, trying to sell her in the movie because she doesn't have the biggest name, right? One argument I did was, do you want to go camping with her? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you want to go camping with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go camping with this woman?
Yes.
And that was it.
Yeah.
But I knew she had that, she has that warrior spirit.
Yeah, she's got this, like, little, she's got this, like, fire.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, if you maybe if you didn't know her, you just looking at her, you wouldn't see it. But, like, the second, like, you get close with her and, like, hear her talk and, like, just, she's got this great aura.
Yeah.
For, like, lack of a better word. She's great.
She has, like, I saw a scene in Rookie Blue, because I did
mm-hmm.
that show as well, and she did a scene with Ben Bass where he breaks up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always thought she was a decent actor.
Yeah.
And then Anuka, who I worked with a lot on the show, she said, watch her emotional stuff. And I went on YouTube and I watched that scene, and she has this vulnerability and strength that happens in the same moment.
Yep.
It's so...
It's crazy.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
But, rare.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she tells us that I'm so happy.
That's awesome. So happy. No, they were great. Like, they were very, like, relatable in, like, every way and just, like, not over the top. Like, it was just, they were great. Like, you were, like, on this trip with them.
Yeah.
Like, every moment you were kind of like, oh, yeah, I've been there. Like, yeah, that's
well, that's why I was a walk behind them.
Yes, like, which I thought was awesome.
Like, Derek Sanfrantz was a huge influence on that. Like, I even sold it to like, even Missy. I'm like, don't think of it as like a splatter horror
right.
film. It's
right.
not that.
Right.
It's not a jump scare
right.
movie and bears chasing you and it's all about the. No! It's Blue Valentine in the Woods
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's why I want you.
Yeah.
And it's about a woman who finds her strength through the script and she wants to do it, thankfully. And yeah, so like the way he moves his camera.
Yeah.
Like, it's very intimate. Like, you're
very,
there.
Yes.
It's not shaky cam.
No.
It's like,
not at all.
It's not even voyeurism. It's,
no.
You're in it-ism. I don't know what that is, but it's like you're just over the shoulders. Like,
yeah.
And that was our mandate. Like, I met Christian Beals. I was interviewing a bunch of DPs. Mm-hmm. I was really nervous about that because that's, I know what I want.
Right.
I think so visually.
Mm-hmm.
So my math is horrible.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Like,
we're not friends. We don't speak.
No.
No.
Taxes coming.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't even want to talk about it. My nightmare.
I've given up so much money. And he said, he comes from a doc background. Mm-hmm. And I said, you read the script, what do you think? What movie came to mind? And he said, Place Beyond the Pines.
And I was interesting.
Like, yeah. And I said, this is the guy.
That's awesome.
So it was fun because people were worried at first. Like, Missy and Jeff trusted me,
mm-hmm.
thankfully. But a lot of people in the crew and stuff were, they didn't say anything only after. But they were kind of like, where's the mediums, masters, close-ups?
Right.
We're used to doing it.
Right.
It's not an M.O.W.
Yeah. So it's not
me, and then go back, and then go back. No.
Yeah.
It's like we would go, okay, this is what I'd tell. I wouldn't tell them. I'd say, Christian, you're more towards her, or go to her hand at this point, or go closer, stay far back, find Jeff if you want. Okay, this one's more Jeff. That's all it was. So they'd start off wider, and they're closer, and they get all this. So it was almost like Dev, who's the editor, was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I worked so well together. And that's definitely like my team, like Christian and him and Missy. I'd love to work with her again. Jeff, too. And that it was like putting a doc together.
Yeah.
There's so much footage that
yeah.
way. So much options.
Yes.
That was dizzying. It wasn't just like, okay, we need a close-up here. So give me the ratchet up all the different close-ups. Okay, pick that one. No. It was all very fluid.
Wow.
And like finding in moments and like a
that's
dog.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Like to have options like that.
Yeah. Or like, where does it feel real? Like when we shot the scene on top of the hill, I got that idea from Blue Valentine in a way where like, you spin
mm-hmm.
and there'd be nothing behind them.
Yes, that was a great shot.
And you go like this. You go, you just go like that and you see him looking at it. There's nothing around.
Yeah. That was a great
so like,
shot.
So like you're there alone.
Yeah.
So like all the everybody hid. And I had the monitor.
I was like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, how
everybody
do you
was
do
hiding.
That?
Everybody's all over the place, but like lying down, hiding. And he, just Christian, the DP, Alex, the focus, and Chris Chung, the focus puller, and the audio. That was it. So they would follow.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How big was the crew? Because, I mean, you're
oh,
in the woods
I
here.
I don't know. The whole crew, maybe 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't big.
Yeah. You got to, I would imagine you have to sort of keep it tight in
yeah,
order
I want,
to be
I was,
successful.
I want, like, I didn't want to. Nor did my producer. We were agreed totally. The smaller the crew, the better.
Yeah,
not
for
bloated
sure.
for no reason. Like,
yeah, no.
Like, let's keep it really intimate.
Yeah.
It's scary because, like, if I get, you know, more opportunities to make bigger films, everything gets bigger. You know,
right.
There's more money, there's more
right.
investment. It's scary.
Right, they're like, oh, we have more money, so let's make it bigger.
Well, make it bigger and, like, mm-hmm. there's more at stake, so you're less, you have to fight maybe more for the movie you want to make.
Right.
And, because there's so much invested, right?
Yeah.
But this one is small. You get because only 15 and a half days, 16 days to shoot.
That's crazy.
So there's no time. So I had
right.
the luxury of like, we don't have time to talk about it. We're
right.
just do it.
Right.
You know.
Less thinking, more doing.
Yeah, and that's
yeah.
how I am. I'm definitely that kind of person.
Yeah, that's
so.
How I work too. I'm like, all right, I have no like, I have a rough idea of what I want because you know from writing, but like
yeah.
when you're there, I'm like, this is what we're doing right now. This is how it's happening. That's so
yeah.
cool.
Do you're a New Yorker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, subway question.
Okay.
For you. Is the A-C-E,
mm-hmm.
the E is, the A is the express?
Yes.
Don't you find that weird? Why would, what, like, the E is not?
The E is not. The E is local, and the E ends at the World Trade Center.
And the E ends, at, but they all stop at certain stops. Meaning?
So the A will go express, so it won't stop at certain stops.
Right.
But the C and the E will stop
but
everywhere.
This, and the E will stop at the World Trade, and the
correct.
C would keep going.
Keep going, yep.
But some of them, all three, will stop at.
Correct, stuff. Yeah. At, like, major hubs and stuff.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
Fun fact. Oh, it's all the west side.
I took it today, and I took the A thinking it was the express.
Oh.
Luckily, my stop happened.
Yes. Luckily, it stops. Luckily, like, 34th Street is like a hub. Like, 42nd, 34,
yeah.
You know, like, 59th. Like, there's certain hubs that you know you're, like, safe where you can, like, either catch another train, or if you've got another train, or,
yeah.
Or, you know, if an express decides to go local, or God only knows.
Yeah. It's wild. Your subway system here is wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it works.
It does work.
It works.
It's very simple. Like, uptown is, you know, up
right.
In north and downtown south.
Right.
And, but not, you know, in Toronto, our system is very, like, the way it's designed, identical.
Interesting.
The cars are identical.
No kidding.
And the way you go down the stairs and then get the money, everything, it's identical. I think it was built around the same time. Because.
Probably.
Because even, like, the way, how you access and, so I went down, I thought I was in Toronto.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's weird, eh? But your subway's 20 times bigger.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We only have one train on one line.
Interesting.
That's it. So, like,
it's kind
you
of
can't
like
miss it.
Chicago is, like, I for 2 years, I lived downtown Chicago, like, near the park. And there's literally, like, called the South Loop, because one of the trains literally just goes in a loop around that area.
Wow.
And I was like, this is so weird. But it makes so much sense. I'm like, so if I screw up, I could just keep going and come back around.
Oh, we ours just does that too.
That's awesome.
Or it goes like this.
I would love
it
that.
It stops and it comes back down.
See? I would love
goes
that.
Like this.
That would be great.
It goes like that, and there's one going across.
I would
that's
love
it.
I would love
in Montreal,
that.
Montreal, where I'm from, it's like that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
more
yeah.
Like here. But
yeah.
they don't have one train. So when you walk into any station, you have the option when you walk in to go north or south.
Yeah.
Or here, you got to go in.
Right. It can be so confusing. I feel kind of bad for people who are visiting and, like, have never even used, like, a system like that. I'd be like, okay, so you want to go this way?
Yeah.
Like, I'll straight up point, because I still get lost.
Yeah.
And I'm like, son of a... Why? Yeah, basically. I'm like, they can't hear me anyway. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
That happened to me last night. I missed a train. I was like, motherfucker! It was like 10 more minutes to the next train. I was like, ah, why?
Wow. So the A, I think the A goes to Brooklyn, right?
That's a really good question, because I used to live in Brooklyn. Now I don't anymore, so now I'm, like, totally, like, off.
Where do you live now?
I live on Wall Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, people actually live down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
oh,
is that,
there's only one Wall Street.
Wall Street?
Literally, I live on Wall Street.
What line is it on, the 1, 2,
it's
3?
On the 1, it's on the 2-3, or the 4-5, or the JZ.
That's the good part. So you could get
yes.
any of those
yes.
and get home.
Yes.
Where, like,
I'm
that's
super
the,
lucky.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Because in Toronto... One.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's why it takes a lot longer.
I'm super lucky. Like, that's not normal. Like, at all.
You can almost get any train and get there.
Almost, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. And I could take the ACE down to Fulton Street, which is one stop for me, and either get out and walk 7 minutes, or like, connect to, like, two other trains.
Wow.
That's not normal, though. Like, I think I'm very lucky where I live is very lucky, so.
Awesome.
I'm fancy like that. I try to be fancy. Oh, I was wondering if you guys used GoPros.
Yes.
During all the, like, the
yes.
one-on-one tumble scenes,
yes.
I was like, there's no, I mean,
yeah.
Missy's just wearing them.
Yeah, because don't forget, when I wrote the script, it was 5 years ago, and GoPros were just getting popular. Right.
Right.
So it's a bit old news now. But
no, but but it looks great.
Yeah.
With her.
I just needed a moment.
With her.
Yeah.
Like, physically with her.
Or when he jumps in the water.
And it's terrible. Yes,
well,
it's crazy.
I wanted that to be a jolt, going like, oh, it's that kind of movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
that was
no,
awesome.
We're not getting away with anything.
No.
It's that kind of movie.
No, it's
you know
it's really good. Like, so she's, I mean, did you have doubles for her, or she's just doing
yeah.
everything?
No, we had a double. But her stunt double was awesome. She came down the waterfall. It's sort of missing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, cool. I'm like, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Sound editing.
Yeah.
Really helpful.
Yep.
Not that you, like, needed to add any tension, but, like, I felt like that was really successful in sort of ramping up until they like ultimately get attacked physically. I thought that was really successful. Like the they're just augmented enough to really throw you in a different direction story-wise.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't know a thing going in, your inclination is the Brad's character, yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
He comes back at the end.
I know.
It's a bit of a payoff. Right. If he wasn't there, it would piss a lot of people off because he does.
I agree. He's such an interesting character that like you almost want another movie just following his shit because you're not sure. Like, is he a little off?
Yes.
Some
of the guys
like,
that work out there. Like, yeah. I've come across some guys up north, literally hiking that are out of their fucking mind.
Yeah.
And you live out there.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
And you're like, this guy's out of his mind.
Yeah, something ain't right here. Like, when you're that disconnected from human beings, yeah, something's...
So, like, you could be a backcountry tour guide, absolutely. And
yeah.
And just stay out there way too long, and when he's not, he spends his time out there alone. So
yeah.
His conduct is a bit strange. Mm-hmm. Of course it is, because you're not...
Right.
It's like anybody even coming here first.
Totally.
They don't know... The speed
right.
yet.
Right.
They're not
right.
oriented yet.
Right.
But then they go, it's like a language they learn. And then so this city couple come in and they're not speaking the same language.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I wanted that tension because like that's a true story for me.
Ooh.
I went to the bathroom in a restaurant of all places with my ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get married. I walked out, she's sitting at the table with some weird fucking older guy at dinner. And we all had dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, he was so full of tension.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
It happens to me a lot.
So I was like,
when
right.
my husband Lee, whenever we are out socially,
right.
weddings, ironically, the more than anything else, I had a DJ hit on me.
Right.
I mean, I have a giant ring on my finger, and you've seen me dancing with my husband all
yep.
night, and this every time he leaves to go to the bathroom,
Something happens.
You know, like, every time I leave, I'm like, there's nothing I can do!
So like, you could attest to that it's
for
crazy.
Sure.
Right? Even with my wife, like I ran at a rap party for Rookie Blue, and Nick was like, "Look," and this guy's totally, and it just happens. But he did it in a way that wasn't like, is he or isn't he? That's what I found
yeah.
so interesting.
Yeah.
And Brad was all based on that.
He's so good.
That is just like, what is like? It's not. It's like I wanted like that scene. Like I did a short film called In the Dominican. You can see on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
And. I wanted to create tension out of nothing. That was
yeah.
like my goal.
Awesome.
And some people really got some good reviews. Some people didn't like it. That's fine, obviously. But you got to take it the good and the bad.
Sure.
But I really wanted to create this tension out of just dialogue. Just like what's not said. And I felt it worked. Some people felt it worked. And that was almost a mirror of that scene in a way, in terms of like the way it was written.
Mm-hmm.
That what is he saying? What is he going to say? He's not saying what's on his mind, but is he? And like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
It's all what's in between. It's all the empty spaces.
And that's real life. Like,
yeah.
That's why
he's
I like...
He's not saying what he means.
No, not at all. And
only at the end.
Right. Which was so...
Because like, without that scene, you don't have a scene.
Right, exactly. That was so aggressive. And you're like... And I'm thinking immediately, like, what would I say? What would I say? What would I do? What would I... Like, that's... And but people are like that. They cross this, like... social line, and they're like, well, what did you mean? Now you have to explain it, and I'm scaring the shit out of you, so you're gonna answer me. Brett's great in
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
So
Eric was fantastic.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, he's just I am so glad that he is back at the end, because it really doesn't, it almost makes you think he's still out there with her, because you're just not quite sure.
Well, you don't know what happens.
You don't know. But, like, I kept expecting him to pop up, like,
yeah.
in a scary
yeah.
way. And
maybe
just...
like some reviewers, like, he's a shapeshifter. He's the bear.
I
First Nations shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Like a... a Wendigo or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. No, it was awesome. I know they're going to steal... They need you to move on. But I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
Yeah. I'm so glad you liked the movie.
Oh, my God. I absolutely loved it. And I'm
but,
so
but
excited.
I haven't seen... I wanted to make it, too, because I haven't seen, like, The Descent. A movie like that since.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Where it's like, yes, this is real,
but
weird
women.
Shit's going down. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. It's so important. And there's such a huge... like... we're such a huge audience.
Yes.
Hello.
I remember one girl in Calgary Film Festival. She's like, you made a girl power movie. Do you know that? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No. But guys don't like it.
They don't like it. We get a lot of shit.
I'm a guy and I've done shitty things like that, or
sure.
misguided things like that. And it's that vulnerability. That's why it anchors on it, because
mm-hmm.
I love when people can see that. Because
mm-hmm.
Men are challenged by it.
Yeah.
I am too. When I read it, I was like, even writing it. Like,
yeah.
Jeff or talking, he's just like, man.
Yeah.
I was like, he's just like, how are people not going to think, you know, it's hard. Like, you know, I'm emasculated. And he was very aware of it. And I said, the only way it works, Jeff, is if you go all the way there.
Yeah.
And be vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
And he was. And he did a great job.
He was awesome.
He put himself out on the line.
Yeah.
Doing that and reflects what a lot of people do. So a lot of the girls go,
this guy.
He did that last week.
Yeah.
My boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got fucking lost looking for that restaurant.
Right? Right? It is. It's those little like moments of truth that like really just tie it all together.
Yeah.
It's so relatable on so many levels. Without you ever having gone camping, every woman will relate to this in some form or fashion.
That's what I, because I love, like, even some of the lukewarm reviews have been interesting, because they go, they love it up until the bear attack. Then they go, it becomes like a survival thriller. And some, like, don't know, and then they love everything after the bear attack.
Right, right,
just,
right.
You know?
Like, well, listen, pick something, would you?
What a pleasure.
So nice to meet
you.
You too. Oh my God, this was the best.
Quickly, what year were you born? New York Times wants to know.
Who?
When? What year?
Oh, no, 77.
77. Okay.